This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So the day of judgment, it's not about if it will happen, it's about when it will happen. And Allah Azza wa Jal had decreed for a time for the day of judgment to happen. Their numbers, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter will call upon the father of mankind, Adam alayhi salam, and Allah Azza wa Jal will say to him, O Adam, take the people of the hellfire into the hellfire from your offspring, Adam, out of every 1,999 in the hellfire. Hatta إذا فتحت يأجوج ومأجوج وهم من كل حدب ينسلون. Until that moment comes, which is that moment before the day of judgment, they'll swarm out on earth. They'll come out from every corner. They'll take over earth. And he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, each time one of them dies, leaves behind an offspring of over 1,000 men carrying the sword. That's how dangerous they are. That's how corrupt they are. And that's how fearful they are. As I mentioned to you before, Ya'juj wa Ma'juj will flock and swarm the entire earth. They'll be in large numbers. They'll destroy everything in front of them. They'll eat anything they want. They'll kill whoever they want until they reach to the lake of Galilee, the lake of Tabariya in Palestine.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam I testify that there is no God except Allah. And I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. Brothers and sisters, I greet you all with the greetings of Islam. And I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that blessed us, and put us in this beautiful gathering and united us in this beautiful assembly to make us from amongst those that he gathers with his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the paradise. Ameen. The day of judgment, my brothers and my sisters, is not just a story to be told for us to entertain our minds and listen to. But the day of judgment is real. The day of judgment is there. The day of judgment has been decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's been decreed by Allah Almighty. The day of judgment is about to happen, and it's not about if it will happen, it's about when will it happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the day of judgment in the Quran Kareem in so many verses. And it's part of our belief as Muslims to believe in the day of judgment. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Al-Iman, belief, is to believe in Allah, in the angels, in the sacred books, in the prophets and the messengers, in the day of judgment, and in fate, destiny, good and evil, are both created by Allah. So the day of judgment, it's not about if it will happen, it's about when it will happen. And Allah Azza wa Jal had decreed for a time for the day of judgment to happen. And no one knows when is the day of judgment will happen. No angel or prophet or messenger or a righteous person knows when the day of judgment will take place. However, from the mercy of Allah upon us and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his servants, Allah azza wa jal gave us signs in which they'll occur and emerge before the day of judgment. And the signs are divided to minor and major signs. And I believe most of the topics today have been addressing the major signs, because the major signs are directly connected to the day of judgment. And Hudhayfa ibn Yaman, he says, while we are sitting down in one of the gatherings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he asks us, what are you discussing? What are you talking about? So they said, O Messenger of Allah, we are talking about the day of judgment. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he says, well, the day of judgment will not emerge. The day of judgment will not occur until you see 10 major signs. So before the day of judgment, 10 major signs must occur. 10 major signs must emerge, must appear. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam lists them, and he talks about them. And he says, well, the day of judgment will not emerge, will not occur until you experience 10 major signs. And amongst those 10 major signs is what the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam speaks in this hadith, until you experience the Dajjal, Antichrist, Masih Isa ibn Maryam, the return of Isa, Jesus, the son of Mary, Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, which is my topic today. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam speaks about the Dukhan, the smoke, and then the beast. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam says about and speaks about the sun rising from the west. And then he says alayhi salatu wa sallam, three landslides, one in the east, one in the west, one in the Arabian Peninsula. And then the last one that will occur is a fire that will come out in Aden, Yemen, that will force people to the place of assembly before the day of resurrection. 10 major signs. 10 major signs which are connected to one another. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says in another hadith, that are like beads in a string or a necklace. If you cut it, all the beads will start falling one after the other. And that's how the 10 major signs will occur. The moment one of them will occur, then the others and the other ones will follow. And we don't know the order and the sequence of those 10 major signs besides three. That the Dajjal will occur, and after that, Al-Masih Isa ibn Maryam, the return of Isa ibn Maryam. Then after Isa ibn Maryam, it will be the advent and the appearance of Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, Gog and Magog. Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. In our scriptures, they are known as Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. And Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, those two tribes or nations, are also being mentioned in the Bible and the Old Testament. So we share the same knowledge, maybe in some differences and understanding of it, with the Jews and the Christians. In Arabic, they are known as Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. In English, they are known as Gog and Magog. And Gog and Magog are two nations from the progeny and the offsprings of Adam. So they are human beings. They're not these big beasts and monsters as we grew up thinking. They're these two gigantic people with one eye and so on. There are two nations from the progeny and the offsprings of Adam alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of them in the Quran al-Kareem. And Allah azza wa jal also tells us this story before they were locked up and sieged, and before they were located inside that mountain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to that in Surah Al-Kahf, the story of Dhul-Qarnayn, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the story of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, before they were blocked in the mountain. And before that, they were open. They were in the open. They were free people. They were walking on the surface of this earth, but they were causing corruption and affliction. They were inflicting a lot of harm upon people. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about him in the Quran al-Kareem. What happened to them and what will happen in the future? But what we need to know and understand before anything else, there are two tribes, two nations from the children of Adam alayhi salam. And they are so big in their multitude. They are so humongous in their numbers. That the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam says in one hadith, that once one of them dies, leaves behind 1,000 of his offspring. So you could imagine the number of these people. big in their multitude, they're so big in their population, that once they emerge and come out, they'll drink the entire lake of Galilee, Tabariya. And they would not even leave anything behind for those who come after them. Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this hadith, describing to us their multitude and their population, their numbers, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter will call upon the father of mankind, Adam alayhi salam, and Allah azza wa jalla will say to him, O Adam, take the people of the hellfire into the hellfire from your offsprings. Take the people of the hellfire into the hellfire from your offsprings. So Adam will say, O Allah, labbaik wa sa'daik, wal khayru kulluhu bayna yadaik. O Allah, I respond to your call and I obey your commands and all the goodness in your hands. Who are those people from the hellfire from my progeny? Who are those people from the hellfire from my offsprings? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to Adam, out of every 1,999 in the hellfire. Out of every 1,999 in the hellfire, that's 99.9% of the offspring of Adam will enter the hellfire. So when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum heard that, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum became so distressed. They became so frightened. Out of 1,999 shall enter the hellfire. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam tells his people, relax, calm down. 999 from Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. 999. In another narration says 998 from the nation of Ya'juj wa Ma'juj in the hellfire, and one out of you in the hellfire. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gives the glad tidings. He gives the good news to his nation. He says, by Allah, as if I could see you to be a quarter of the people of the paradise in the paradise. So the Sahaba called out and said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What a good news. What a beautiful news for the nation of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which is the last nation on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit a quarter of them into the paradise. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, by Allah, as if I could see you to be a third of the people of the paradise in the paradise. So once again the Sahaba called down, they said, Allahu Akbar. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, by Allah, as if I could see you to be half of the people of the paradise in the paradise. So the Sahaba called out again and said, Allahu Akbar. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he says, by Allah, as if I could see this nation, my nation, to be two-thirds of the people of the paradise in the paradise. The Sahaba called out again and said, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is the glad tidings that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave this ummah, gave this nation. You are the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is the honor that Allah had honored this nation, that Allah made two-thirds of the people of the paradise just from the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya'juj wa Ma'juj were people living on earth, free to go wherever they want, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted a miracle to take place on the hands of one of his righteous servants. And I emphasize on the word righteous servants. He is not a prophet, nor that he is a messenger. He is a righteous ruler, a righteous just leader that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the Quran al-Kareem. And Allah azza wa jal refers to him as Dhul Qarnayn. Dhul Qarnayn. Allah Azza wa Jal makes mention of Dhul Qarnayn in Surah Al-Kahf, in which Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ Dhul Qarnayn. O Muhammad, they ask you about Dhul Qarnayn. And Dhul Qarnayn means the one with the two horns. And the scholars have different interpretation over what does it refer to when Allah Azza wa Jal names this man, this just, righteous ruler and leader, as Dhul Qarnayn. Dhul Qarnayn. Allah says, that ask you about Dhulqarnain. Then Allah Azza wa Jal continues and He says, قُلْ سَأَتْلُ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. Well, I shall tell you more about Dhulqarnain and the story of Dhulqarnain. Dhulqarnain was a righteous, just ruler. He was a Muslim before the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as all prophets and messengers came with one religion, one call, and that's the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the commands of Allah. Dhulqarnain was a Muslim, a righteous, just ruler that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him strong establishment and power and strength on the surface of this earth, in which Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Inna makkanna lahu fil ard. We had established him, firmly established him upon this earth, firmly established him and strongly established him on the surface of this earth. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا. So not only we strengthened him, and not only we established him, but then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and we gave him a way and means of everything. So Allah Azza wa Jalla established him strongly on the surface of this earth, and Allah gave him power. Allah gave him authority. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him strength. فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and he followed away. He continued obeying Allah Azza wa Jal and establishing the commands of Allah on the surface of this earth. Then Allah tells us about his journey on the surface of this earth. Hatta idha balagha maghriba ash-shamsi wajadaha taghrubu fi 'aynin hami'atin wa wajada 'indaha qawma. Until he went towards where the sun sets. So his journey went towards the west, then the east. Then he had his first encounter with the tribe and the nation of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. So he went towards where the sun sets. And Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about Dhulqarnain, his attitude and approach, and his principle of his leadership, his principle of leading and ruling. Allah Azza wa Jal says, قَالَ أَمَّا مَنْ ظَلَمَ فَسَوْفَ نُعَذِّبُهُ ثُمَّ يُرَدُّ إِلَى رَبِّهِ فَيُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا نُكْرًا. Those who transgress against themselves, those who do wrong, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring to Dhulqarnain, he says that we will punish them, penalize them in this world, and then we'll leave them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue punishing them a severe punishment. وَأَمَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُ جَزَاءً الْحُسْنَى. But those who do good, those who uphold goodness, those who do righteousness, Dhulqarnain says, then we'll reward them. We'll give them retribution. We'll give them reward. وَسَنَقُولُ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا حُسْنًا. And we shall speak to them and say to them goodness. ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. After he went towards the west, he moved on and went towards the east. Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about this journey. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ مَطْلِعَ الشَّمْسِ وَجَدَهَا تَطْلُعَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ لَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِيَا سِتْرًا. Until he reached all where the sun rises from. He reached all the way to the east, where the sun rises from. He had an encounter. He encountered and met people that they had no cover from the sun. And some of the scholars say they were naked. So they used to operate at night and sleep during the day because they had no clothing or garments. Allah Azza wa Jal continues to say, كَذَلِكَ وَقَدْ أَحَطْنَا بِمَا لَدَيْهِ خُبْرًا. We had encompassed him with more knowledge. That's the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's sending and revealing upon Dhulqarnain. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ بَيْنَ السَّدَّيْنِ وَجَدَ مِنْ دُونِهِمَا قَوْمًا لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ قَوْلًا. After he went to the west, and then he went to the east, he went just not far away from the east, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, until he reached what's between the two mountains. So there were a range of mountains, and there was a gap. There was a gap in between the range of mountains. He met with people that he could not communicate well with. As Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, قَوْمًا لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ قَوْلًا. They don't understand any speech. So he had an interpreter to interpretate with them. قَالُوا يَا ذُلْقَرْنَيْنِ. They complained to Dhulqarnain. And Dhulqarnain is one of the rare leaders, the one of the rare rulers and leaders of this world that ruled the east and the west. There are two Muslim rulers that ruled the east and the west, and two non-Muslim rulers who ruled the east and the west. And amongst those Muslims were Sulaiman alayhi salam, the great prophet Solomon, and Dhulqarnain, who ruled the entire earth. So the people that were living near that mountain, they came and complained to Dhulqarnain, and they complained to him about Ya'juj and Ma'juj, those two nations, those two big corrupt nations. And they said, "Inna Ya'juj wa Ma'juj mufsiduna fil ard." Ya'juj and Ma'juj are causing so much mischief and corruption on the surface of this earth. They eat anything they want, they take anything they want, they kill whomever they want. فَهَلْ نَجْعَلُ لَكَ خَرْجًا عَلَى أَن تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ سَدًّا. So they made a proposal to Dhulqarnain. They said, "Oh Dhulqarnain, we are making an offer to you that you help us to block them, put them inside that mountain, and get rid of their mischief and their corruption." So Dhulqarnain, this righteous and pious leader, he says, قَالَ مَا مَكَّنِّي فِيهِ رَبِّي خَيْرٌ. What Allah Azza wa Jal had bestowed upon me from strength, power, and authority is better than what you are trying to offer me. It's better than what you are trying to give me. فَأَعِينُونِ بِقُوَّةٍ أَجْعَلْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ رَدْمًا. What I need from you in return, that you assist me and help me in creating a barrier, in creating a wall, a dam, that we could block them inside the mountains, and then we could get rid of their corruption and mischief. Atuni zubar al hadid. So he put a strategy together. How is he going to get rid of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, and block them inside the mountain? So his strategy was that he gets an iron, plates of iron, and he puts them over each other. So the first thing he did, he pushed them inside the mountains, and then he got plates of iron and he put them over each other. And some of the scholars said that he put wood in between each plate. So he burnt it and then he made it melt over one another until it became a strong wall. After that, he did not just stop at creating this iron wall. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, حَتَّى إِذَا جَعَلَهُ نَارًا قَالَ آتُونِي أُفْرِغْ عَلَيْهِ قِطْرًا. After this wall of iron, of metal, became so strong, so stiff, so consolidated, he consolidated it with copper, with melted copper, that he melted it over the iron. So he had iron, then at the top of the iron he put melted copper, and then he made there a very powerful withstanding wall that blocked the people of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, from climbing from above it or penetrating through it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَمَسْطَاعُوا أَن يَظْهَرُوهُ وَمَسْطَطَاعُوا لَهُ نَقْبًا. They could not go over it, nor they could pierce, or nor they could penetrate through it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَتَرَكْنَا هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي. This is the mercy of Allah, my Lord. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي جَعَلَهُ دَكَّاءَ وَكَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي حَقًّا. Now this is what Allah Azza wa Jal had promised, and this creation of this wall is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. He is the one that bestowed us with this mercy to block Ya'juj and Ma'juj from interacting and engaging with the rest of the world. It's Allah's rahmah. But then, Allah Azza wa Jalla clearly states in the Quran al-Kareem, until the command of Allah and the promise of Allah comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy that wall, and then Ya'juj and Ma'juj will come out to people once again. And that's the major sign of the signs of the Day of Judgment. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَيْلٌ لِلْعَرَبْ مِنْ شَرٍ قَدْ اقْتَرَبْ. Woe unto the Arabs. Woe unto the Arabs. And the scholars say the only reason the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the Arabs, because they were the predominant and the majority Muslims at the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But here, woe not only to the Arabs, but woe to every single human being. Woe to the Arabs, the Day of Judgment is coming near, and there is a hole that's been created in the wall and the dam of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and it's only a matter of time where Ya'juj and Ma'juj will penetrate through that dam and wall, and they come out to people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, حَتَّى إِذَا فُتِحَتْ يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ. Until that moment comes, which is that moment before the Day of Judgment, Allah refers to and he says, فُتِحَتْ يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ. And the dam in which Ya'juj وَمَأْجُوجُ, Gog and Magog, are blocked in, it will be penetrated, it will collapse, and then Ya'juj wa Ma'juj min kulli hadabin yansilun. They'll swarm out on earth. They'll come out from every corner. They'll take over earth. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he says that when Ya'juj wa Ma'juj come out, they'll take over the entire earth. They'll dominate the entire earth. And where is that wall? And where is that mountain? We don't know where it is. No one knows except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though some scholars have their own personal reasoning and have their own personal opinion, where is that wall? But at the end of the day, there is nothing authentic about where is that wall and where are Ya'juj and Ma'juj are blocked at. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions Ya'juj and Ma'juj in different ahadith. He even mentions alayhi salatu wasalam how big they are. As I mentioned in the previous hadith, that each one of them dies, leaves behind 1,000 of his offspring. Another hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that Ya'juj wa Ma'juj are 400,000 nations. So there are two nations divided into 400,000 nations. And he says alayhi salatu wasalam, each time one of them dies, leaves behind an offspring of over 1,000 men carrying the sword. That's how dangerous they are. That's how corrupt they are. And that's how fearful they are. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warns and he speaks about the signs of the day of judgment, not to entertain us, not to entertain us, but to warn us and to prepare ourselves for that predicament, to prepare ourselves for that moment. As he sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about the Dajjal, Antichrist, and he said every single prophet and messenger had warned his nation of the Dajjal, and here I am warning you of the Dajjal. Not only that, but I'm giving you more information about the Dajjal than any other prophet and messenger had ever imparted or gave to his nation. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That moment will come in which from the time of the Qarnayn till our day, from the time of the Qarnayn till our days now, they've been trying to penetrate and pierce through the wall, pierce through the dam. And every single day they try and dig through the dam, dig through the wall, until they start seeing the ray and the sunbeam coming through these small holes they've been digging through. And then they'll say to themselves, let's go and rest. Let's go and rest and come back the following day and start digging through that wall. So they'll go and rest. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the wall go back as strong as it used to be before they start digging into it. Then they'll come again and they'll start digging through the wall and digging through the dam until they start seeing the sunbeam. And then they'll say, let's come the following day and continue digging. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the wall go back the way it was before they were digging. Until that day they will dig and dig and dig until they see the ray of the sun and see the sunbeam, and then they'll say, let's come back tomorrow inshallah by the will of Allah and continue digging. At that moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep it the way they left it, and then they'll dig and dig and then they'll penetrate through it. This is the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they'll come out after Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, the son of Maryam, the son of Mary, after he kills and destroys Antichrist. They'll come out at that time, after Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, the son of Mary, after he kills Antichrist. That moment Allah will inform Isa and the believers and the Muslims surrounding him that I had sent out a nation no one can withstand against him. No one can face them. Allah will reveal to Isa alayhi salam, Jesus the son of Mary, that I had sent out a nation, in which Allah is referring to Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, no one can withstand against them, no one can face them, no one can fight them. And Allah will reveal to Isa to go to the Tur, to a mountain nearby Jerusalem, where Isa alayhi salam and the believers will resort to the mountain of Tur and stay at the mountain of Tur awaiting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. At that moment, as I mentioned to you before, Ya'juj wa Ma'juj will flock and swarm the entire earth. They'll be in large numbers. They'll destroy everything in front of them. They'll eat anything they want. They'll kill whoever they want until they reach to the lake of Galilee, the lake of Tabaria in Palestine. They'll drink it all. They'll drink the entire lake. This lake is enough for 4 or 5 nations at this current moment. But Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, they'll drink the entire water in that lake and leave nothing for those who come after them. That the last, or those who come later on from Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, they'll come to that lake and say, wasn't there water in that lake? They've drank it all. And then they'll destroy anyone on the surface of this earth. The only ones that will survive is Isa alayhi salam, Jesus the son of Maryam, Mary, and his followers, in which they'll resort and in which they will hide on the top of the mountain of Tur. While they are there, Ya'juj wa Ma'juj will start having this pride. We've dominated what's on earth. We've taken control of what's on earth. Now, let's dominate what's in the heavens. So they'll start shooting with their arrows up in the air. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make their arrows come back stained with blood. So when they see the blood on their arrows, they see stains of blood on their arrows, they'll say, we had dominated what's on earth and we've taken control of what's in the heavens. Allahu Akbar. Fitna. A big test. A big test. Very, very hard to withstand. A very big affliction. Very hard to endure. We've dominated what's on earth and we've controlled what's in the heavens, and they think that's it, they've controlled the entire world. Isa alayhi salam, along with the believers on the mountain of Tur, hiding there and resorting there, trying to protect themselves from the evilness and the corruption of Ya'juj or Ma'juj, they'll be listening to the sounds and the noises of Ya'juj or Ma'juj. They're so corrupt, they're so loud, they're so evil, they're so evil. While Isa alayhi salam and the believers on the mountain of Tur, they'll be struggling to eat anything. That the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, a head of an ox, a head of a buffalo or a bull will be worth hundreds of dinars. These days people chuck it, dispose it. They would not even make any use of it. But at that time, because of that moment and predicament that Isa alayhi salam and the believers will endure and face, they'll be on the peak of the mountain of Tur and they have nothing to eat. They'll be struggling, they'll be suffering until that moment where Isa and the believers will stop hearing noises. They'll stop hearing sounds. And one stage, all they hear sounds, sounds of war, sounds of people screaming. And then suddenly, there's no sound. There's no voices. So Isa alayhi salam will ask one of the believers around him to nominate himself and volunteer to come down from the mountain and to check up to see what's happening, to see what's exactly happening on earth. So one of those youngsters who follows Isa alayhi salam, and he will be with Isa at that time, he'll nominate himself and say, I'll go down, knowing that he's going to go down, never come back again. So he'll go down, and then subhanallah, all he sees that Allah had destroyed Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. Allah destroys the entire nation of Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. And how does Allah Azza wa Jal destroy this powerful, strong nation? With one of his smallest and insignificant and tiny creations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send upon Ya'juj wa Ma'juj worms. Little worms. That if you see it, you'll step on it. Allah will send upon Ya'juj wa Ma'juj little worms that will go to their necks and destroy them. Kill them all. At that moment, that's when this youngster, young believer, will come down from the mountain of Tur and he'll see and witness the entire nation of Ya'juj wa Ma'juj have been destroyed. Allah killed them all. Allah destroyed them all through one of his smallest and trivial, one of his smallest and tiny creations. And this is the amazing thing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the power of Allah. Allah will destroy this powerful nation with a very, very tiny small nation, and that's the worms. When he comes down and he sees the entire nation, that nation that dominated and that nation that controlled earth, the entire nation is dead. All he sees is the corpses All he sees is the corpses of Ya'juj and Ma'juj on the ground. So he goes back to the mountain, calling upon the believers and Isa, Allahu Akbar, Allah had destroyed Ya'juj and Ma'juj. So Isa alayhi salam and the believers will come down from the mountain to experience and witness the entire nation of Ya'juj and Ma'juj have been destroyed. And all they could see is the deceased and dead corpses of Ya'juj and Ma'juj on the surface of this earth. Now the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, there will be not even one handspan empty without being contaminated by the corpses and the dirt of Ya'juj and Ma'juj and their bodies. So at that moment, Isa looks, Allahu Akbar, Allah destroyed Ya'juj and Ma'juj. But whereabouts are we going to live? Where are we going to live on? The entire world is filled up with their corpses and their contamination. So Isa alayhi salam will raise his hands to Allah and say, Ya Rabbi, Ya Allah, we thank you for destroying Ya'juj and Ma'juj. But oh Allah, we ask you that you get rid of their contamination. We ask you that you get rid of their dead bodies. So at that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam describes to us, Allah will send birds, their necks are as long as the necks of the camels. They will come and take the corpses and the dead bodies of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and they will be thrown away and casted in a place that Allah knows better. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down the rain, in which Allah azza wa jal will clean and purify the entire earth, that the land and the surface of this earth will become so clean, so pure, as clear and bright as a mirror. When you look at a mirror, you can see your reflection on that mirror, because the mirror is so clean, so clear and so bright. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clean the entire earth, and Allah azza wa jalla will purify the entire earth from the dirt and the contamination of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Then Allah azza wa jalla will command the ground to plant its crops and plant its vegetables and plant its fruits. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, glad tidings to those who live during the time of Isa, the son of Maryam. Glad tidings to those who live during the time of Jesus, the son of Mary. Glad tidings to them. It's a moment of blessing. It's a moment of blessing in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless that time and era. And it will be a time that Allah Azza wa Jal will bless the land and will bless the plants. And that time that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, that one pomegranate will be enough for over 12 people. That one fruit will be enough for a clan of people. He says alayhi salatu wa sallam, a dairy cow will be enough to feed a tribe. A dairy cow will be enough to feed hundreds of people. That's the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will bless the time of Isa alayhi salam. And then he says alayhi salatu wa salam, after the destroying of Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, after Gog and Magog are destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Muslims at that time will perform Hajj and Umrah and visit Mecca and Medina. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to allow his rituals to be upheld by the believers and the Muslims at that time. And Muslims will visit with the leadership of Isa alayhi salam, Jesus the son of Mary, who'll lead a congregation and a delegation of Muslims to visit the house of Allah Azza wa Jal in the Kaaba. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, by Allah, I could see the son of Maryam, Isa, coming through this road to visit the house of Allah, making talbiyah, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal na'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, as if I could see him coming from this path. He even sallallahu alayhi wasallam precisely tells us which path, which route that Isa alayhi salam will come through to visit the house of Allah in Mecca, the Kaaba. And he'll be making talbiyah along the side with the believers, and they'll perform Hajj or Umrah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command, Allah azza wa jal will command a nice breeze wind that will go under the arms of the believers, that will take their souls. It will take their souls so softly and smoothly, where the believers will all die and the surface of this earth will be left for the disbelievers, for the corrupt people upon them. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the day of judgment will emerge. Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, my brothers and my sisters, it's not a fairy tale story to be told for us to entertain ourselves with. It's a reality. And everything in relation to the Day of Judgment and the major signs of the Day of Judgment and what the brothers and the Mashaykh had already spoken about the Day of Judgment, whether to be Antichrist or the return of Isa alayhi salam or the beast or the sun rising from the west or the rest of the signs of the Day of Judgment, they're not something for us just to listen to and say to ourselves, wow, that was a very nice story. I really enjoyed it. What have you prepared for that moment? Why have you prepared for that moment? Because let me be clear about it, that if you want to prepare yourself during that moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow the major signs take place, I'm sorry to say to you, but it's too late. It's way too late. You can't study on the gates or the doors or the entrance of the exam and say, now I'm going to study my chemistry or study my English or study my maths. You need to be well prepared, well versed before you enter the exam and before the exam arrives. And the biggest exam, the biggest trial and test that we Muslims will experience and face is the exam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, the exam of Antichrist and the exam of Ya'juj wa Ma'juj and the exam and the trial and the test of the signs of the Day of Judgment. How strong are you? Muslims sometimes deceive themselves. We deceive ourselves by saying, When Antichrist comes, when the Dajjal comes, I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be firm. I'm going to kill him. We think we are so strong. We think we are so powerful. Well, your physical strength will not help you at that time. What will really help you at that time is your iman. And your iman is not something that you could gain or collect or purchase within one day or night. It's something that you need to prepare yourself from now. And at the same time, on another token, speaking about the Day of Judgment, some of us sometimes fall into the trap of the shaitan, in which we become so despondent, this hopelessness that we start having, that Allah Azza wa Jal will not change this world until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Al-Mahdi, or until Allah Azza wa Jal sends Isa alayhi salam. As a Muslim, I must live my day-to-day life and live in this world as if I'm living in this world forever. And at the same time, live my hereafter as if I'm dying tomorrow. This is the balance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have in our life and the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes we become so despondent. Sometimes we become so despaired that we say to ourselves, there is no hope in this ummah. There is no hope in this world until Isa alayhi salam comes or until the Mahdi comes. You are wrong. This is from the shaitan. You should aim. You should aim and try and achieve the best that you could achieve in this world. Because if you're going to wait for the Mahdi to come, people in the past for the last 1,000 years, they've been waiting for the Mahdi to come, and Mahdi hasn't even came yet. So don't wait for the Mahdi to come. And don't wait for the Day of Judgment to come. And don't wait for the major signs of the Day of Judgment to emerge and occur. What you need to be worried about, what you need to prepare yourself about, what you need to get yourself ready over, is to get yourself prepared and ready for meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's regardless going to happen whether you experience the signs or the major signs of the Day of Judgment or not. So don't feel despondent. Don't feel this hopelessness that the ummah had created and generated within itself. But prepare yourself. Try and be the best in this dunya. Try and be the best of Muslims in this world. Try and be the best of believers in this world. And prepare yourself for that moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test you in this world, or test you in the hereafter, or even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testing you in your grave. My brothers and my sisters, as a mu'min, whatever I hear that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I prepare myself for it. And at the same time, I follow the footsteps and I follow the path of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam without holding back, without turning myself away, without deterring away from the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who hear and act upon what they hear. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. And I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to strengthen us and give us this empowerment of iman, to give us the empowerment of faith and iman and yaqeen in Allah Azza wa Jal, and to be strong when we face those predicaments, to be strong when we face those trials and calamities. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. May Allah reward you. Thank you for listening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
وهي ترصف في سجود مولاي قد نمت عيون وتيقظت أيضا عيون نمت عيون الخاص